broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Welcome back to the weekend, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you so much for taking us along with you to share a little bit of your precious me time. I want to apologize. I sound a little bit more nasally than I usually do. It's a bit under the weather this week, so I actually lost the ability to speak for a couple of days. My husband was so thrilled, as you could probably imagine. We are now officially in Mardi Gras season.
Kicked off Saturday with our first parade when the crew de la Dauphine took to the streets.
I didn't make that parade, but John Bell, I know that is your favorite parade of all. How you doing, by the way? Good to see you.
Howdy. I am doing fine.
Good, good.
Too darn cold.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sunny south and all like that, but doing fine otherwise.
Yeah, I was cold and sick all week, so it was not fun for me. Did y'all come down for the parade? Did you make it?
Yeah, we did go to the Dauphin Island Parade. Mm-hmm. We didn't stay the entire weekend because when word got out that we were going there, every family member I have ever known and a few that I have never seen before decided they wanted to come along with us. For the record, I appreciate the fact that you offered to let us stay at your place.
Yes.
But, well, let's put it this way. I have trouble putting up with most of my family. Mm-hmm. And I figured if I had trouble with them, you certainly wouldn't want them around any longer than absolutely necessary.
Oh, yeah. This would not have been the week to do that. Did you end up going back with the same number of family members you came down with this time?
I mean, yeah, they thinned out a bit. A few of them got arrested. A few of them got lost. A few of them meandered off and just stayed with strangers. But still, there were just too darn many to foist upon you for a weekend.
Thank
so
you.
You're welcome.
Last time I went to a Dauphin Island parade, there were some girls on the side of the street selling Girl Scout cookies. And you know what happened there.
I got super distracted with my cookie purchase. And I ended up losing my place in line and missed out on the perfect parking spot. But that's okay. I had my Thin Mints. And everything was good with the world. We had a very enjoyable day on Dauphin Island, and it was lovely seeing all of the tourists who had never been to Alabama before. So we were able to answer a lot of questions for folks. The best places to stay, great places to eat. One person even said they were listening to an audiobook all the way down here to pick up on some of our terminology.
Good day. This is lesson number 27B, how to converse in Alabama, USA. Today we will cover verbal punctuation. In Alabama, speakers always let their listeners know when they have finished a sentence by simply ending each sentence with a special signal word. The most popular signal word is at. For instance, if I wanted to say, "Where is the magazine?" I would let people know I was finished with the sentence by adding the signal word to the end. Thus, "Where is the magazine? At." The proper response to this query, of course, is, "I don't know where the magazine is. At." Try these sentences now. "Where does your sister live? At." "Pelham is a nice place to live. At." Another verbal signal is the bilabial plosive, usually accompanied by a spray of tobacco juice from the oral cavity. Here is an example. "Sure hope it don't rain. Pooh." Please repeat after me. "Fine looking heifer you got there, Clem. Pooh." "Careful, Bubba. These is new shoes. Pooh." Where did you get them? At. Pthoo. Ah, you notice we had two different sentence signalers at the end of that sentence. Very good. Now, there is one other rather unusual sentence signal that is placed at the beginning of a statement. The word is shoot, or variations thereof. For instance, shoot, gotta get home for dinner. Repeat the following, please. Shoot, that's an ugly woman you are with, mister. Shoot, don't shoot. At, ptoo. Please practice these rules as often as possible wherever you are. At and shoot. We'll pick up here next time. Ptoo. Thank you.
Well, hey, this is Earl T reminding you that, I can't remember what it is that I'm reminding you of, but it has something to do with the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, man.
Jim, we have a phone call.
Hey, Jolene, it's Mama.
Hey, Mama. I'm doing the show, so don't cuss, okay? You doing okay today?
Yeah, you know, I found my bread basket I was looking for after New Year's.
The bread basket you accused me of taking? Told you I didn't have it.
Yeah, it turns out the lady next door had borrowed it to take some fried chicken to feed all those women at that dinner club thing they do. I guess it was her turn to host the herd.
Now, that's not nice.
Well, I'm sorry. They're big women.
She's got room over there for all those people?
Well, you know, she got this brand new deck built on the back of her house.
Oh.
Yeah. You'd think the Extreme Home Makeover team was over there. What with all the ruckus that's been going on. I mean, how many people does it take to build a deck, Jolene?
Well.
And the noise.
Well, are they still working?
No, they're all done with it.
Okay.
But she calls over here every day telling me, you have to come over and see the new deck.
Oh.
Come over and have some coffee with me on the new deck.
Oh, she's just being nice.
Come have a glass of wine with me on the new deck.
Well, that sounds nice.
Like I've never been on a new deck.
Oh, she should know better.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
And she won't shut up about it.
I can't imagine what that's like.
I mean, we've got a deck at our house, too. So what?
Well, she's just proud of it.
It's a deck.
Okay.
But you know, everything she does has to be better than everybody else.
There we go.
Doesn't matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
She says it's just not any kind of wood.
Really?
Says it's exotic.
Ooh.
Joe, what kind of wood is that next door they use for that damn deck?
What is Brazilian?
Yeah, exotic Brazilian wood.
Why's Dad answering you in the form of a question?
You know how he gets when he's watching Jeopardy?
Oh, right. So she used exotic Brazilian wood for her new deck.
Yeah, she didn't want to be like everybody else on the block. Had to go get something fancy. I tried to tell her. I says, Janet, you need to buy yellow wood. Treated pine, baby.
I know, you love the yellow wood.
Everybody on the block has yellow wood. Our deck is yellow wood. The Henderson's deck is yellow wood.
Okay.
The Batson's and the Martin's deck is yellow wood.
Well, what about the
Jenkins deck is yellow wood.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the lady next door doesn't want to go with the yellow wood.
No, no. She had to get exotic Brazilian wood. Had another name for it, too.
Like what?
Ipe, Epe, something like that.
Epe.
No, she didn't buy it online. She had it shipped in from some fancy outfit up in New York.
No. Not eBay. Epe, like Epe wood. It's a hardwood, tropical hardwood.
Hey, Joe, what was that place up in New York where she got all that wood?
What is? Quit your yapping while I'm trying to watch Jeopardy.
I'm, Mom.
Oh, shut up!
Hey, it's Epe. Epe wood. That's what they call it.
Oh, so now you think hers is better, too?
No, I'm just telling you what kind of wood it is.
Well, clearly you're an expert on tropical hardwoods, Jolene, so... Far be it from me to question your expertise. I mean, don't you hate it when people go on and on about something like that?
Yeah.
Makes me sick. So now I've got to listen to all the goings-on and whatnot over there with all that entertaining she does out on the deck.
Well, she's invited you over there to go have fun with her. And...
Yeah, well, I'm not going over there.
Of course not.
She just wants me to go over there and ooh and ah over it. I'm just not going to do it.
Whatever you think is best.
Besides, she's having her big heifer party over there this afternoon.
Awful.
It's going on right now. Can you hear it?
No.
Hang on.
Mom?
Listen to this.
I'm on the air.
Can you hear it, Jolene?
Yeah, kinda.
Frankly, I don't see how they can fit all those... Oh, my God!
Mom, what's going on over there? You okay?
That deck's going down, Jolene. Sweet fancy Moses.
Is anybody hurt? How come we're still here in the Gap Band?
I can't tell.
Well, you need to go over there and check and see if everybody's okay.
I told you, Jolene, when you have a big herd of women like that, you need to make sure you spread them out so they don't cause any structural damage. Yellowwood, pressure-treated pine. That's the way I roll, baby.
Mom, did you need something else? Maybe another reason you called?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Could you stop by the store and pick me up a Snickers and a can of Pam?
Sure. Write this down.
Tell you what, just call me on your way to the store. I'll probably think of a few more things.
Okay.
Okay, baby.
All right, I love you, Mom. I'll see you soon, okay?
Tell Jimmy thanks for putting me through.
I will address him.
Love you, baby.
Never wonder why I do what I do. She is the reason none of us function well in a structured setting.
There is a new SUV that's unlike any other. It's big because you want big, but you also don't want to worry about lousy gas mileage. And with the new Skeeter SUV, that worry is a thing of the past. Thanks to new hybrid technology, you can get more miles per gallon in your big Skeeter SUV. How does it work? Easy. As you approach a wimpy little car from the rear and start to climb over it with a Skeeter's patented action track suspension. A special metal tube projects from the Skeeter, piercing the gas tank of the car and sucking out all the gas therein. It only takes a few seconds. Then you can roll right over that car and leave its empty husk behind, as nature intended. Yes, the new Skeeter is a hybrid of SUV technology and classic mosquito design. The Skeeter is definitely an itch you can scratch. Get over to your Skeeter dealer today, but hurry, get there before you see a Skeeter in your rearview mirror.
Each year, more than 2 million people celebrate carnival season in Mobile. This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law, with some tips to help you keep the good times rolling while keeping yourself and others safe. While traveling to and from a parade, be vigilant of pedestrians while driving through streets. If you decide to find your own parking area, first make certain you're authorized to park there, then remove any valuables or personal items before leaving your vehicle. Before setting out for the evening, get together and determine a designated meeting place should your group get separated. Wandering around looking for your car is not fun. Before setting out on foot for your favorite spot on the parade route, try dropping a pin or snapping a quick picture of street signs or landmarks to help you remember where you park. Remember, when the good times roll, it's always a good idea to plan and prepare. This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law. Keep your Mardi Gras stress-free and enjoyable.
Hey, this is Lorraine Becker. You better call everybody on your contact list because something funny is fixing to come on the radio on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Okay, Lorraine, that's a wrap.
Wait, is it really funny? Because some of the stuff on her show is not all that funny, I don't think.
Hey, 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 hey. Welcome back, everybody. Here we are once again, another weekend. Woohoo!
Hey, 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 yourself. Glad you could join us today.
Shall we start the show?
Honey, what are you looking at me like that for? We did. You may notice we're in the broadcasting room, not the production room. You know, those two rooms used to be the same thing. We have luxuries now. We're in the broadcasting studio.
Were we just here?
Yeah, last week. The show.
Didn't we just leave?
No, we never really leave.
When did we come back? Did I sleep here?
You did. Are you still asleep? I think you are.
This has been a busy week, Jolene.
That's right. We've been working a lot.
I'm telling you. Is it just me, or has anybody noticed just exactly how busy we have been lately?
Since we brought the show back, people are so excited. We've been making lots of commercials for folks.
Cutting spots, ripping music, just putting it all together.
Yeah. And you've been doing a lot of cutting and ripping, but it's not commercials.
Woo!
Yeah, close quarters. Meant to talk to you about that.
Man, it's been crazy.
How's baby Sarah?
Oh, the grandbaby's doing fantastic. Little Sarah is just growing so fast. Absolutely adorable. This first-time grandfather, it couldn't be more proud.
Can't wait for her to come visit.
The show?
We can put her on.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, I was thinking about the morning show with Dan and Dalton. And I kind of had a flashback. Do you remember back when Aunt Belle Cadeau and her husband, Uncle Reinhold, showed up at 6 o'clock on the morning show? Definitely uninvited. But she had a good reason. She was there to give women some guidance on picking out a Mardi Gras dress. And really, I think this advice covers pretty much any event, any special event for which you go out to purchase a dress. Let's give this one a revisit. Here we go.
It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Erwig.
Hi, Dan. It's Reinhold and Belle Cadeau.
Oh, I think he's on the radio right now, isn't he?
I know, Reinhold. That's why I'm tapping on the glass lightly. That's what you do when they're on the air.
Oh, I love that radio talk.
Daniel, I'm speaking to you. Would you come around and unlock the door, please? Let Dalton talk for a while.
I've got morning show prep to do.
Don't even try it, Dan. Anyone who listens to y'all's show knows you don't prepare.
Don't insult the stars, sweetie boo.
Oh, I'm only kidding. We thought we'd stop by to say hello, love you guys, and give an update on my search for a Mardi Gras ball gown. I have to look fabulous.
You know, unlike she normally looks.
Well, how's it going?
It's difficult because my best friend Mary Collagen tires very easily. And when she gets tired, she always suffers some sort of lip deflation. She gets very embarrassed. It is so important to find the perfect dress. And sometimes I do get Reinhold to come along to hold my purse and my bags and to drive.
And to whip out my credit card quite often.
So we usually go shopping with our girlfriends, but when it comes to how we look in our ball gowns, women are competitive. We do want to look better than everyone else. So you really shouldn't shop with a girlfriend.
Meow.
I'm just learning here.
Especially when the two of you will be attending the same event. But thankfully, Mary Collagen is my lifelong best friend, and she will be coming with me. I totally trust her to tell me how I look. But you know, she's the exception to the rule. Generally, women do not want to be outdone at the Mardi Gras ball, even by their own best friend. So the best idea is to shop alone. But if you find yourself entrapped on a ball gown shopping trip with one or, heaven forbid, two or more other women, whether they're family, girlfriends, it doesn't matter. Just follow these simple guidelines. For example, the simple question, does this gown make my butt look big? It's a sticky wicket. Keep in mind, asking your girlfriends can be a mistake. Because of the competition, sometimes your bestie will not tell you if your backside looks like the renovation of a stucco home in Midtown. We're supposed to save the does my butt look big questions for our significant others. Men love it when you ask that question.
Makes our day.
When she asks me that, I jump out a window.
Another tip. Do not spend money on a dress that is way too small for you with the intention of losing a few pounds before the ball. We know that's not going to happen, and there's nothing worse than zipping up a dress that is way too small up around, well, up here.
The party balloons.
Because if you do that and you smoosh everything, you go out with back cleavage. The ladies know what I'm talking about. We will literally cover back cleavage on another day.
And keep it covered.
Talk to you soon, lovey Dan.
I'll see you later.
Whoa, hey, this is Earl T reminding you that, I can't remember what it is that I'm reminding you of. It has something to do with the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, man.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. The rest of us stay at the Motel 3. Hey, wait, she never has any guests.
This is a Roxbury special request. Somebody wanted to hear this again. I pity the fool that wants to hear this. I pity the fool.
Answer, pick up.
Hello, 911. What is your emergency?
I'm in the bathroom.
Sir.
Ma'am.
You're going to have to talk a little bit louder, sir. I cannot understand you.
I can't. This is Belle Cadeau. I'm in the bathroom.
Well,
my
what
condo.
Is your problem, ma'am?
My husband has overdosed on those man vitamins. You know?
Man vitamins?
You know, those pills that make men happy and just...
Oh, okay. You talking about those pills on the TV.
Yes.
Where that ugly man is playing golf with that really big club with uh-huh. that goofy look on his face.
That's the one, and he's overdosed. And for the past 4 days, he's been just enhanced. I can't stand it anymore. We're on vacation.
Well, I must ask you again, what is your problem with that?
Well, then, we're on vacation. I've got friends over.
What would you like for me to do? Would you like for me to send over some other people or perhaps some cocktails and food to your house or something?
Absolutely not. I've got shopping
ma'am,
to do.
Where are you at?
I'm in my condo. I don't know. Could you use a tracking chart?
But, ma'am, we do not have that. This is not Lieutenant Uhura, okay, ma'am?
What?
You're going to have to let me know your location.
I don't know the address. I've got shopping to do.
Ma'am, I am not being rude, okay? I am simply trying to help you. I do not understand that this is not an emergency.
It is to
okay?
me. We're trying to play cards up in here.
I'm looking at my bulletin board right now, and it say this did not make the list of emergencies, okay?
What?
It don't say nothing about a woman being locked up in her bathroom with her husband wanting to get his freak on for 4 days in a row, okay?
Well, that's just stupid.
So you don't have to just go home.
No, I'm not going home to HR stiffing stuff.
Sorry,
he's making me crazy.
You just have to go home and take care of your business.
I'm trying to.
Yourself, like everybody else does.
I need some help.
I gotta hang up now,
don't
ma'am.
You dare leave me.
I cannot talk with you anymore, ma'am. It's against the rules.
Don't hang up. No.
This is me hanging up on you now.
No, don't hang up.
Springtime, stress time, pollen on my mind time. Gotta hide and stay inside. Bad allergies, can't go outside. CVS or Walgreens, think I need some histamines. These cough drops taste like apple pie. I'd better ask the RX guy.
I don't know what I'm buying. I've started hearing voices. There's too many choices.
Points and tells me over there. I just stand and start to stare. What a list. Look at this. Can't comprehend. My brain's abyss. DayQuil, NyQuil, gel caps and some purple pills. Cre-emulsion, Sinutab, Plain Tylenol just makes me mad. Robitussin, Cepastat, white mini skirts make me look fat. Alka-Seltzer, Cold Plus, Advil, Cold and Sinus. Theraflu, Vapo-Steam, Phenylpropanolamine. A hot shower works best. Or just go home and get some rest.
I don't know what I'm buying. I've started hearing voices. There's too many choices.
Chloraseptic, Mucinex. If I can't breathe, I can't have sex. Echinacea vitamins. I'll stock up on some Claritin. Benadryl and Sudafed. Vicks 44. I'll take a hit. I took a bunch of Airborne, but that stuff isn't worth a shit.
The only thing that's airborne are all the Kleenex I'm throwing across the room.
40 kinds of nasal spray, Halls and Honey Citrus, hey, effervescent tablets, gotta take what I can get. Expectorant and Hicoden, Bayer is a vintage brand, Comtrex, Coracid, and Starvacol or Fever Feed. Fluids and Guaifenesin, Ricola cubes and shots of gin, my Cajun family starting me on homemade herbal therapy. Pseudoephedrine, HCL, post-nasal drip, still bad as hell. Confused, I don't know what to buy. Is this how I'm supposed to die?
I don't know what I'm buying. I've started hearing voices. There's too many choices.
Jolene Roxbury, right now, something you need to do is download the FM Talk 106.5 app. It's free, and you can find all your favorite shows there. The podcasts are there. This show is available on demand there. All your favorite local voices and your favorite local shows.
Roxbury!
Neiman's Catering has been serving the Gulf Coast for decades with great food and unsurpassed service. Their award-winning chefs are committed to making your event one to remember. So if you're planning a party or reception, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Great menus to fit your budget, and they will customize any menu to complement your taste. Call the event planners at Neiman's Catering in Mobile today at 473-3900 or visit on the web at neimanscatering.com.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
If you know, you know. You know.
Yes, who are you?
We're the United States Army. Is this Greenland?
Yeah, this is Greenland.
Can we come in?
What do you want?
Well, we'd like to acquire you.
I already have a boyfriend.
No. We want you to be part of the United States of America.
That would be a heck of a move. Do you have big trucks?
Let me let a U.S. representative talk to you. He submitted a bill.
Is it overdue?
Hello, I'm Representative Randy Fine.
Oh, this is wonderful. I loved you with the Three Stooges.
No, I'm Randy.
I told you, I already have boyfriend.
We'd like for you to be an American state.
Yeah, yeah, that's very nice, yeah, but we already have Denmark.
But what does Denmark have that's so important?
Danish. You got some?
Look, we've got 2 destroyers, an aircraft carrier, 50 fighter jets, 100 tanks, and 300,000 soldiers out here. What does that tell you?
It tells me that we don't have enough Danish for everybody, but thanks for dropping by.
Come on, men. Maybe Krispy Kreme would like to become a state.
Truly, it would be a dream to live my life in Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm a hardworking, focused, responsible college student, and I listen to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour to help drown out the sound of spilled beer cans and ping pong balls coming from the next room.
Is that good?
It is. You can go.
Okay. I get paid, right?
Don't push it.
And now, live from her kitchen, beachside on Alabama's beautiful Gulf Coast, the woman who loves to eat but hates to cook. Actually, she doesn't know how to cook. Belle Cadeau!
Hi, dolls. Belle Cadeau here. And with me today, as always in my kitchen, the darling man with the culinary plan, Alec Naaman.
Hey, Belle.
It's good to see you.
Good to be here.
I'm having some people over this weekend, and I don't have a lot of time to cook much of anything. Not that I really want to. But time is not my friend this weekend. Do you have something really simple, but really delicious?
How about some sautéed shrimp tacos? It sure takes tacos to another level. All you got to do, start off with some canola oil, some white onions, some kosher salt, some butter, some jalapenos, some Italian parsley, and some nice corn, fresh corn tortillas or flour tortillas, either one you like. It makes a wonderful sautéed shrimp taco. Well, what you do is you preheat a skillet or a little griddle, whatever you got. All right, just long enough to heat up your tortillas, all right? You get those nice, soft flour tortillas. And then in a separate large sauté pan, put it on over high heat. Add a little bit of oil. Take you some chopped onions and quickly stir for 2 or 3 times. Immediately add the shrimp to it at that point and a few pinches of salt. And maybe saute for about 1 to 1.5 minutes until the shrimp begin to turn red. Add the butter, the chopped jalapenos, and garlic and saute for 1 more minute as the butter begins to melt. The garlic releases its wonderful aroma when you throw in some of those nice crunched garlic cloves. Adjust the seasoning with a little salt if necessary and continue to stir for about 30 seconds. The whole cooking process for the shrimp should be no longer than 3 minutes. Stir in the parsley, remove the pan from the heat. The shrimp should be tender, the onions and jalapenos crisp to the bite. Work in separate batches, eat them as you go, it don't matter.
Sounds like a very low-stress meal. And just 3 minutes?
Talking about a quickie. Now, this is really a quickie.
Thanks, Alec. I'm Belle Cadeau, and we will see you next time in Belle's Kitchen.
Stock your freezer with some goodies from their takeaway freezer at Naaman's Catering. That way, you will be prepared when that mob of people descend upon you. Always happens during Mardi Gras. Really, during the holidays, holidays of any kind. Or around here, just a regular old Tuesday will do it. Mm-hmm. Give Naaman's a call, 251-473-3900.
Hello, and welcome to another educational installment of Communicating in the South. Our first word is all, spelled A-L-L. A petroleum-based lubricant for your vehicle, as in fill up da all and check da gas in my pickup. Another common verbal anomaly in the Southern speak, you will find the letter A is placed at the beginning of a number of words, as in the word agona. I'm agona get you if in you don't quit bothering my dog. The letter A indicates a future tense. However, the letter A prefix can also indicate a present tense, as in Grandma are gonna quit smoking because them cigarettes is a-costing her too much money. You will note this is a compound sentence featuring the prefix A as indicating both future and present tense. And finally, the word airy. The word airy can be defined as breezy, drafty, or well ventilated. However, in Southern speak, airy is a pronoun meaning any, but only singular. As in the sentence, you got airy a coon dog, or I ain't marrying up with him cause he got airy a job or money. Airy is the antonym of nary, as in I ain't marrying no one with nary a tooth in his head. When the a prefix is added to a present tense verb, it is thought to increase the intensity of the word, as in Abe's a working hard in the backy shop today. Or didn't you hear your mother a talking to you, you little... That concludes this week's installment of Communicating in the South. I'm Regina Wainwright. Join me next time, won't you?
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you so much for allowing us to hang out with you. And we are happy to be along for the ride, whatever you happen to be doing. Maybe you're staying close to the nest, having a Netflix weekend, binge-watching a few of your favorite shows, or perhaps it's movie night. Got the popcorn going. Sometimes even watching a movie can be a little bit annoying, depending on which streaming service you're using.
We'll be back to the action after this brief, succinct, and unobtrusive commercial announcement. We at Amazon Prime hope you're enjoying our fine lineup of excellent programming. Yes, we are now interrupting our programs with commercial announcements. These will be brief, succinct, and as unobtrusive as possible, like this commercial. But we also offer commercial-free programming, like we used to give you before we started adding brief, succinct, and unobtrusive commercials, like this one. For an extra $2.99 a month, you can return to commercial-free programming like you thought you were paying for before. What a small price to pay to do away with even the most brief, succinct, and unobtrusive commercial announcements, like this one. Amazon Prime, almost commercial-free programming. We now return to your show.
All righty. I'm Jolene Roxbury. We all hope that you guys are having a great weekend. And if you are not, we also hope that we are able to help you forget about your troubles, if not just for an hour. But, you know, if you want to forget your troubles for 2 hours, all you have to do is go to fmtalk1065.com to the podcast page. And that's where you will find this show, along with many of your other favorites. Because we know this show is one of your favorites, maybe at the very top of your favorites. So you can listen to us twice and get, you know, a double shot of silly joy. It's pretty simple. Speaking of simple, should it be that hard to remember why you walked into a room? I'm doing that more and more often. Just from the kitchen to the living room. Go in there for something and completely forget why I'm in that room. I was talking with a friend of mine yesterday. Hi, Carla. And we were talking about this very thing. A lot of us are finding that we are meandering around the house. The CRS syndrome, can't remember stuff. Yeah, that's what they call it. Walk into a room, can't remember why you're there. All while managing a body temperature of 200 degrees. She didn't want me to use her name, her full name, but she said I could just call her Jay. So here we go, Jacqueline, this one's for you. Ooh, sorry.
Always hot, always heated. If fire was a person, that's how I feel. Touch that AC and I'm killing you.
No problem.
You'd better leave that mug on 62.
Not moving it an inch.
I get up to go to the next room. Left my laptop open, now they're watching me on Zoom. I must be such a sight as I circle the room.
Yeah, but on the plus side, you are trending.
Cause I still can't recall what I came in here for.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
No, I still can't recall what I came in here for.
Okay, I'm gonna retrace all my steps and then maybe I'll remember.
I'm wanting chocolate to pass my lips. I'm wanting Cheeto orange fingertips.
Did I mention I'm on fire?
Yeah, that came up.
It's a freeze I desire.
How about some cuddle time, hmm?
And don't you touch me with those hands of the devil.
They are kind of sweaty.
Keep your hot paws to yourself. Feels like I swallowed the microwave. Get me shave ice and please behave.
One bubblegum ice coming up.
Cause I still can't recall what I came in here for.
To get me a beer?
Here's your beer.
Ow!
No, I still can't recall what I came in here
scissors,
for.
Scissors. I was looking for the scissors.
Let me explain what this phenomenon is called.
You're going to mansplain hot flashes to me while I'm standing here with a pair of scissors. Huh?
No, I'm not mansplaining. I'm merely...
How is it possible you haven't learned by now? I don't want to hear your comments and your helpful tips.
I'll get you that bubblegum ice right away.
I'm not a smart man.
It's the political blockbuster book of the year. It names names. It pulls no punches. It tells you what happened and what didn't happen when what happened happened. And don't let anybody tell you it didn't happen. It reveals the lies behind the rumors, behind the truth, behind the conspiracies to hide the truth, behind the rumors, behind the lies. This book, written by an author who knows how to write books, is sold on Amazon and bookstores that carry it. You'll be shocked. You'll be amazed. You'll be out $16. Don't wait to hear the fake news that may come out about the way fake news has destroyed the truths behind the conspiracies, all of which are words you'll find in this book, in some order. Get it now, because if you don't, you won't have it.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Roxbury.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Welcome back to the show. Oh, Jim, we have a phone call. Put her through.
Hi, Jolene. It's Adeline.
Are you in town?
It got so cold and miserable at my house here lately, we decided to just get the hell out of Dodge and soak up some sun. We are in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles?
Well, Malibu Beach, actually.
Okay.
That's in Los Angeles County.
Right,
so
right, right.
We just decided to get away for a while and see if we can warm up our bones a bit.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean.
I have been shivering, Jolene, and you know, once I get cold like that, I just can't warm back up, you know?
Uh-huh.
You ever had that happen to you?
All the time. Happens all the time.
And honey, I drank a lot of Glenfiddich over the last month.
Glenfiddich?
My daddy always used to do that to keep warm when he was out duck hunting.
Yeah.
So we bought a case of that.
A case? It's a lot.
It didn't help none anyway, so... We just decided that there really wasn't anything stopping us from checking out of the redneck North Pole for a while. Jeb's mother actually has a condo out here, and my girlfriends are staying at a resort down the beach, so we've been having a lot of fun.
So how did you decide on Malibu?
We looked at the weather map and saw that it was in the upper 60s pretty much every day. So we decided to make the trip out here.
It sounds great. It's kind of a long trip, though.
It wasn't that bad. I mean, we stopped along the way a good bit, so it was fine.
Okay, so where exactly are you?
We are at the Malibu Beach RV Park.
They have RV parks in Malibu?
Hmm. Yep, sure do.
Hmm.
Now, this park is right on the Pacific Coast Highway, and it is gorgeous.
Really?
It has some permanent residents. They got some cottages here,
mm-hmm.
But they cater more to visitors,
yeah.
And you know how I like to be catered on. Listen here at these amenities.
Okay.
They have a self-service washer and a dryer.
Just one?
Well, actually, they got more than one. Good. They have, like, several.
Good.
They have a arcade room,
uh-huh.
Which I went in there, but I did not see, Ms. Pac-Man, and that's the only thing I know how to play, that and Frogger.
Yeah, they probably don't have those anymore.
They have a game room with table tennis, that's ping pong.
Right.
And billiard tables.
Okay.
They have a convenience store with food, beverages, wine and beer, and ice, and that's really my top three.
Exactly. We know.
And in case you lose one, they do carry RV parts.
In case one falls
off.
They
have bathrooms with heated showers.
Okay.
I wonder if they got heated toilet seat. Did I tell you Jeb got me a heated toilet seat for my birthday for the Airstream? I love that thing.
Okay.
I bet you they have family co-ed showers in California.
Are you hoping for one?
Me and Jeb hadn't had any grown-up time whatsoever.
Ooh.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, unfortunately I do. I know.
Jolene, you ever read that book, Pawpaw Does Mamaw?
No, move on. Would you please? Let me get that picture out of my mind.
All right, well, they got a place for recycling because, mm-hmm. you know, they're real green out here.
Right.
They have propane service.
Ooh.
And they have a TV room.
Okay.
Which I'm not going to be going in there because I cannot watch TV with nobody.
I know.
And they have limited Wi-Fi access.
Hmm.
So I guess I'm fixing to find out what the limit is.
Okay.
They have a outdoor lanai, picnic tables, charcoal grill.
Okay, we get it. We get it.
Well, there's all kinds of stuff to do.
Okay.
We can watch the dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about the football players. I mean, the like real dolphins, like Flipper.
Okay, I know that.
And then we can swim in the ocean if we want to, but
ooh.
I will not be doing that because of my fear of things I cannot see biting at my feet.
I don't like that either. I don't blame
you. Body surfing,
okay.
Beach combing, fishing, hiking.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't doing any of that. A children's play area. Oh. I'll be staying way the hell away from that. And a dog walk area, which is nice because Cutlass, our Welsh Corgi, loves to walk. I gotta run, darling.
Okay.
This cute guy down the beach does his workout right about this time, and I need to mix me up a thermos of martinis before I head down there.
There we go. That sounds more like you.
All right. You do
okay.
A good show, darling. Oh, hell, I got a call coming in on the other line. I gotta go, Jolene. I'll talk to you. Hello?
Hey, Adeline, it's me. Listen, my mom is coming over for dinner, and I thought...
What do you mean your mother's coming over for dinner?
You heard what I said. She's
coming... I just got in from the beach. The girls and I have been gone all day.
Yeah, I'll take a nice casserole, maybe.
Jeb, you must be out of your mind. That mini kitchen is hot, and it's too small. No way I'm going in there to throw a meal together.
Now, listen, you get your tippling little tookus into that kitchen and cook up something for Mama.
Honey, I ain't in no shape to cook right
now. We'll be there at 7.
Oh, whatever.
Several beers. Now I'm too lit to boil up the rice. I mixed the cornbread with Red Bull and threw in a stale pizza slice. It looked good to me. Instead of everyday seasoning, I just poured in some of his old spice.
Hey, honey, I'm hungry. What the hell?
Now my husband is pissed at the smoke from my kitchen fire.
What's going on in here?
Well, I guess I was too stoned. Should have stopped drinking hours ago. But then I remembered that last night he called me a hoe.
You know I meant that as a compliment, honey bun.
Our insurance man said he canceled our policy?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Now my husband is pissed at the smoke from my kitchen fire.
I like we're gonna need some help here. Dang it. What's the number for 911? Where's the phone?
The broccoli, potatoes, the salad. Ain't happening today.
Now calm down, Mama. She's gonna fix something for you.
The dishes are stacked up, sink's backed up. I'm jacked up. I just don't care.
Watch out, the dishes out.
You know what happened?
Your own dog done bit you.
Because I used his chew toy for a centerpiece.
Is it all right to eat cream puffs that have been on the ground?
You can beat the dogs.
Just dust them off a little bit. They'll be all right.
Your husband is pissed at the smoke from your kitchen. Your wife
I'm sorry.
Is at the
my
smoke
wife messed
from
everything
your
up tonight.
Yeah, my husband is pissed at the smoke from my kitchen fire.
How can I make it up to you? Get you a bear.
On behalf of all the Roxbury players, thanks for tuning in. It's so much more fun when you're here. Remember to look for the show on Facebook and follow us. And be sure to download the FM Talk 106.5 app. You can listen there too. See you soon.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. We love you, America! Join us next time for more madcap adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.